Welcome to the first of several special episodes of the Bobcat Buzz, brought to you by Brinks National Junior Honor Society. In these special episodes, we're going to discuss what it takes to be successful in junior high and high school, and how to lay a solid foundation for success after high school graduation. I'm your host, Mr. Donnell. Today, we'll be talking about Early Start, a special program in which more public school students can earn an associate's degree and their high school diploma at the same time. With me today are our awesome guidance counselors, Mrs. Martinez and Mrs. Roberts. Mrs. Martinez is Brink's 8th grade counselor. The daughter of a military family, she grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska, Morgantown, West Virginia, and Lawton, Oklahoma, where she graduated high school. After earning her bachelor's degree from Oklahoma State University, she taught at Plaza Towers for 8 years. During that time, she earned her master's degree in professional counseling from Mid-America Christian University. She's been a counselor for 6 years, all right here at Brink Junior High. Mrs. Roberts grew up right here in Moore, graduating from Moore High School. She earned her bachelor's degree from Phillips University and her master's in counseling from the University of North Texas. Her teaching experience includes teaching math and science for 14 years in Texas and 2 years of teaching English as a foreign language in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. She's been a counselor for 10 years, the last two here at Brink. Welcome to the inaugural show, ladies, and I can't think of two better guests to kick off a special series about being a successful student. So let's jump right in. So what is the Early Start program?
The Early Start program is a partnership between Moore Public Schools and OCCC. This program allows freshmen to take college courses and graduate high school with a high school diploma and an associate's degree in arts diversified studies degree from OCCC.
You say an associate's degree. Mm-hmm. There may be some. What is an associate's degree?
So an associate's degree is usually described as completing your freshman and sophomore classes in college. This degree aims to give students the basic technical and academic knowledge and skills they need to go on to employment or to further study in their chosen field.
So do they actually, like, do these college courses transfer to four-year universities like OU or OSU?
Yes. So OCCC has agreements with these three schools concerning the transfer of credits. You may also visit the OCCC website if you have questions about a different Oklahoma college and their agreements with the OCCC credits.
Right, sounds great. Who's eligible to participate in this program?
Great question. Freshman students who are attending Westmore, Southmore, or Moore High School who have an ACT score of 19 or higher. Also, students who have completed and passed Honors Algebra 1 are also eligible for this program.
So, do students have to pay for these college courses?
So, if a qualifying student is on free and reduced lunch or qualifies for Oklahoma's Promise, which Oklahoma's Promise will be passed out to all 8th graders during enrollment in February, and they will get information about that, then their tuition and fees are waived, which is amazing. For all other OCCC students, the charges are $135.29 per credit hour. Tuition and fees at OU are $319.83 per credit hour.
Wow. Yes, that's almost three times as much.
Yes.
So they're going to save boatloads of money. So they're taking these college courses, but we're talking freshmen here. They don't drive. So where are they actually going to take these college courses?
So the great thing is because of their age and inability maybe to get to that campus, OCCC professors will come to the high school campuses for these classes so they can attend.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Are you a member of Brink's National Junior Honor Society and wondering where to go to get the latest information? Yep, some of you guessed it, Canvas. Mrs. Clark is awesome. She created a page that houses all the information. Also awesome, at least for teachers, is we won't be pulling NJHS students out for class meetings. We're having one now, so stay tuned to the end for the official NJHS meeting minute. And now, back to the show. And I can kind of see some parents going, whoa, wait a minute. We're talking freshman here. My student is 14 years old. This may seem kind of daunting. What support mechanisms are there in place for this?
So OCCC does recognize that these are younger students compared to an adult age student in college. So they have hired student success advisors to help our young students, especially with course selection and course planning. And they also work with the school counselors at the high school. They also have 22 learning labs available, which are devoted to helping students, such as in math or writing labs, which is great to have there.
That's great.
They suggest characteristics of students who should apply are students who have a strong work ethic, have good attendance, and turn in work on time without constant reminders. These classes are not watered down for younger students, and parents aren't able to email their child's professor as they can with their teachers in high school if they are missing work. So the strong work ethic is highly emphasized for students who want to apply for this program.
So their parents cannot email their teachers.
Correct. They're considered just like a college age student.
That may kind of work for both the student and the teacher.
Correct.
And so what are the steps to enroll in the Early Start program?
Sure. Moore Public Schools will have a parent meeting for all interested students in the springtime. It is typically in February around our district-wide enrollment time. Parents will also have to attend a mandatory meeting at OCCC once they apply to the program.
Right. So they've gone through college. We talked a little bit about the money. Mm-hmm. And it just seems that if you earn your associate's degree in high school, that you could potentially be saving quite a bit of money here.
Yes.
How much money are we talking?
So if you are one of those students who is on free and reduced lunch or who qualifies for Oklahoma's Promise, you could potentially save $18,000, which is huge.
Right.
And then students who still have to pay for their classes through the Early Start program can still save around $10,000, which also is great because student loans are not fun to pay back.
Right. You sound like you're speaking from experience on that one.
I am.
Area, right?
I sure am.
Some experience.
So where can parents go to, or parents and students go to find out more information about this program?
So they can visit the OCCC website and search for the Early Start program, or they may contact Shannon Woodson over at the administration building at shannonwoodson@moreschools.com for more information about the program.
So earn an associate's degree and a high school diploma at the same time while being treated like an adult in class. And saving thousands of dollars. Hello, right? Students, parents, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So be sure to visit the Brink Counselors Canvas page for more information. Well, ladies, thank you very much for being on the inaugural show.
Thanks
for having us. It was fun.
Time for the NJHS Meeting Minute. Buy your Junior Honor Society t-shirt now. Visit Mrs. Clark in room 120. Or catch her between classes while she's holding the door open for the students. October's volunteer opportunities are on Canvas. The Southlake Elementary helpers have already been chosen, and those of you who were chosen, ensure you arrive on time and picked up promptly afterward. Well, it's Socktober, time to help the guests at Oklahoma City Metro Homeless Shelters. Donate 6 pairs of new socks to earn a point. The socks must be new, never worn, and adult-sized for men or women. There are other point earning opportunities in October. Visit the Canvas page for more information. And remember that each member needs to earn 6 points each semester. Check your point status on the Track It Forward online tracking system. Keep in mind that the members who earn the most points at the end of the year will be rewarded. Be sure to check the Canvas page each Tuesday for updates. If you enjoyed our show, be sure to come back next time for a discussion about the ACT. Until then, this is Mr. Donnell, and don't forget, shine bright and lead right, Bobcats.